I'm like, if I didn't like it, I...
Yeah, I really need to start sooner next time.
I told them.
My campaign, need to start sooner.
I run a perpetual one.
Do you? I started 2 weeks before election.
I did ask him to come.
2.5, maybe?
They got the email.
Yeah, I need to start early.
Yeah, I know.
No, because certain people I keep in touch with the whole time.
We'll just move on.
Okay.
6:35, it's Wednesday, April 9th, we call the Jersey Law Enforcement, you need to order, roll call, please.
Dan Esposito?
Here.
Ron Johnson?
Here.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
David Arrington? Anita Stevenson?
Here.
Angelina Montemurro? Doug Noble? Nicole Hyatt?
Here.
Michael Verolio?
Thank you. 6:36, citizens' comments. We receive speak, please have a seat, 5 minutes, state your name and address for the record. Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. 6:35, supervisor comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time? None. 6:35, chairman comments. Obviously, this is our last meeting. Nicole, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Youth and governance, I tell Mike, it was a pleasure having you on our committee. Wish you all the best in the future, as I think every supervisor here does. And the best part is next week, a week away is spring break, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's even better.
Yes.
You're going to be in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's better. Even better. See how that gets better and better? So I want to thank you for being on our committee and your input and so on and so forth.
It's been a pleasure meeting you and being here for Youth and Governance. I have gotten a lot out of it. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great. Moving on, it's 6:36, can I have approval of the minutes for March 12, 2014?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor Anita Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. 6:37, moving on. Number 7, we have a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, the probationary cabaret license of Shadow Hill Ranch. Captain Whitehurst.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. In our efforts from last year to move along the Country Thunder paperwork, we had one more step this year, which was a probationary cabaret for Shadow Hill Ranch, the new ownership of the Country Thunder operation. They changed owners to Roger Gerhardt of Irving One LLC, who's out of Odessa, Texas, as well as their business agent, Gary Martin. The same production crew in place for this year has been in the past. That's headed by Ken Thunderwood at the Country Thunder East LLC. So they're very familiar with our operation and how things go. But we have to put the probationary in their new name because the liquor license has also changed. Ivan Purnell now is the property manager out at Shadow Hill Ranch. The old guard out there is no longer Richard Bake or Bach. So in this case, they went out and based on their licensing group under Gary Martin's agent name and Country Thunder Music Festival, they got the Class B liquor license through Randall, which is good until obviously the end of June. We've already reached out to them that they have to have that renewed right away before the festival, which they understand of. We will also double check that for the activity control license that has been accomplished. They have paid their $200 for this, and as of now, they've already passed their Public Works and Development Services have already authorized under their temporary use permit, which is also way ahead of schedule. We always waited for that phone call tonight. We were looking at this. So they've already met with them, and Andy Bueller has already granted them their temporary use permit, so we are ahead of the game so far with the paperwork. The downside is we are stipulating in the billing inspector stuff this time because most of the structures are temporary anyways. So there's not much to inspect at this point out there other than a couple office spaces. So I'm willing to stipulate the fact that the building inspector will come out there prior to the start of festival and check like they normally do, and we shouldn't have any problems. So by the time we get the, next month, I plan on having the activity control license already drawn up for you. Take a look at, a lot of that will have already been completed. But the probationary cavalry will cover them for this year, and then next year we'll go on the normal revolving annual array license for them under the new ownership. And that's.
Supervisor, questions? Captain Wanker? So this is a little bit different, I mean, because we're so far ahead of schedule. Obviously, if they don't meet the criteria of the inspection, then.
Correct. And I mean, we still have the activity control license that, you know, with that and the temporary use permit put on them by the planning committee, there's a lot of construction that had to be done yet, which we will keep track of and make sure it's all in place prior to the start of the event. The building inspection would encompass probably a couple office spaces that aren't really public access anyway. And so most of the structures aren't even there yet. So I would have no problem stipulating that at this point, and we'll supervise it as it comes up closer. And what would be nice on this is we should have everything done in the next month for all the permitting.
Thank you. Not to go off base, but where are we at in this mobile command unit? Does anybody know? I mean, I know it's, I mean, is this going to be out there for Country Thunder?
It is planned to be here.
Okay.
We should have it, what, middle of May?
Middle of May, it's supposed
to be. Okay, because, I mean, we did all this work, and then I haven't heard nothing, so I just.
You scared me. I thought you were going to ask if they were going to donate towards it. Remember the whole thing?
Sheriff Bethens. If I remember.
No, he's going to write a check.
Yes.
What are you doing next Thursday?
Yeah. Well, that'll be.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, let me check my schedule.
10:30. I think it's 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, I just wondered, because I think that's a great, you know, a great thing to have out there. Obviously, that's what we've been pushing for. And
yeah.
I just haven't really heard a timetable, not to anybody's fault.
Well, and I covered this in the activity control for you, too, where we will be upping our manpower by at least 3 officers out there this year. And that's to help cover the neighborhoods around, because we had some complaints from the subdivision across to the north of parking problems and trespassing. And also to the additional camping that we found out that we need extra personnel. So the new command post will be there. They've already been notified about their $120,000 bond that has to be posted by the end of next month. And I talked to this same lady that Donna talked to in Texas, Becky, who's kind of organizing this for the owners. And she's well aware of it, and we should be able to go.
So everything's pretty much status quo otherwise?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson?
They're not anticipating changing anything, right? The new people?
No, it's not. They anticipate the membership, or I mean the ticket sales are going up a little bit. But everything else is the same, 4 days, 3 nights. Camping starts on Thursday, ends on Sunday. So the schedule is basically the same, but I think they're anticipating another 300 or 400 ticket sales, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about the same.
Okay. Any other supervisors?
No.
That, can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Nina Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, Captain Wanker. This is the gentleman, Shadow Hill, that well. Moving on to 6:43. Number 8, we have a memo from Captain Larry Apker, Sheriff's Department. Request for authorization to redirect bonded funds earmarked for control room security software project and a walk-through metal detector to the tension portable radio system upgrade project. Captain Wake, thank you.
Apker.
Oh yeah, Captain Apker. I'm still on the,
okay.
Still on Country Thunder.
Mr. Chinner and members of the committee, this is a memo to redirect some funds to accommodate the shortfall in the radio system that we're putting in the two detention facilities. We bonded, the county bonded $200,000 for this radio project, and as it says in the memo, we initially thought that it would be covered with $162,000 and we were going to have some surplus left over, or we just weren't going to use the bonded money. The radios that we purchased have man-down capabilities. That means if the radio's laid on its side, it sends out an alert to control. So if an officer is down, we know where they're at, whose radio it is. And we'd like to keep that feature. We're going from log radios to digital radios. That's what we had to do, to upgrade into the new radios. And these new radios, we purchased the better radios so that you have that man-down system. At the time, I was part of this, at the time when we purchased these radios, we knew they had the man-down capability. We didn't know, and at the time, otherwise I'd ask for them, but we didn't know that you need a receiver for these man-downs. Now, out at KCDC, they have a man-down capability out there already. So we wanted to keep that feature, and then we wanted to bring it downtown as well. So that's why we bought the portables that had it. We didn't know that we needed this extra equipment at the time when we asked for the money for this. So when we said, hey, you know, we want the man-down capability, oh, we have to have receivers or whatever the equipment is, more electronic equipment for these, for this capability. And when it came with about a $40,000 price tag for both facilities. So we are short, but we aren't asking for any more money from the county. We're just asking to reallocate money from a couple of things. The unused money from, or the balance of the $200,000 from the $162,000 from the purchase of the radios, to use that, as well as a couple other things. We had budgeted a little over $15,000 for software upgrades for the control center, and we found out that that was part of the two-year service contract with sergeants, so we won't need that for that upgrade. So we would like to use that, as well as we had in the budget for a metal detector for the Hubers. At the time, we were mixing Hubers and regular inmates for the consolidated space out of KCDC, and now we no longer have to do that, so we can keep the Hubers separate. So they're not mixed with the regular inmates, so they can't, there's no chance of them passing things to the regular inmates. So at this time, we'd like to revisit it next year to see if things change, but with electric monitoring, we have less Hubers, so we have more room, and we'd like to reallocate that money from the metal detector that was budgeted to this radio system to make up the amount we need for this man-down feature.
Any supervisors have any questions for Camper? So basically, this man-down feature, we have it at KCDC. We don't have it downtown.
Correct.
Okay. But to get the feature in both facilities, we got to buy this portable receiver. Am I correct on that, or?
Yes, it's basically that. The electronics for the radios to transmit to. Basically, that's it.
And how long do you think, I mean, obviously, what's the shelf life on this product? I mean, a decade, or?
Did you say software?
It's software and licenses, too.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the whole package.
Yeah.
That we didn't figure, because we want the capability down here.
Yeah, right? So we never had it down here, but the sheriff's trying to accommodate correctional staff and what they request. You know, we have KCDC. It's a good feature. Mm-hmm. If a officer goes down, we know who's down, where they're at. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's important. Yeah, I guess I just want to kind of understand what's the shelf life of this product. And maybe Captain Hamilton, you can talk to that too. I don't know.
The vendor described it as a 10 to a 15 year shelf life, essentially. He described this as the Cadillac of radios that we're getting. So,
yeah. I guess my point is, 2 years from now, I don't want to come back in front of the committee. Hey, we need, you know, obviously we need to upgrade our systems to protect the officers that are working and you know, the working with the inmates, you know what I mean? That's my thing. I just wondered what would the shelf would be. You know?
Well, in even the radio, I'm sure this system will last longer than the radios.
Sure.
It's a stand, I mean, it stands alone.
Okay.
But the radios, if you recall back with the radios, I believe this was passed through the committee, so, or it was either finance passed it, that we bought these radios actually cheaper than, because they offered a rebate before the end of the year of $1,500 per 10 radios for the man-down ones. The ones that didn't have the man-down feature, they were only offering a $1,000 rebate on each 10 radios that were ordered. So really, the man-down radios came with a larger cost overall than the ones that didn't have that capability, but we didn't realize that we needed this upgrade to make it effective, make the feature.
For both facilities. Any others, any supervisor, any questions? Captain Hafford? With that, can I have a motion approved?
Motion.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor Anita Johnson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Captain Hafford.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It's 6:49, number nine, any business allowed by law? I have none. Motion adjourned.
Motion adjourned.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion adjourned by Supervisor Anita Johnson, second by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
I was just sort of, but you're looking at me like.
Appreciate you having you.
You look at me like, would